I am Kate Botello, live in Studio A with pianist Jeffrey Beagle, the first ever pianist chosen to play on the Steinway & Sons label, and he is in town this weekend to perform a concert. It's with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, a new work, the Concerto for Simply Grand Piano and Orchestra by Peter Schickele, otherwise known as PDQ Bach. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back. Thanks, Kate.
Now, I am fascinated by something that I read about you. That your musical development was a reverse Beethoven phenomenon. What does that mean?
Beethoven started out hearing. He ended up not hearing. I started life not hearing. Now I can hear. Until I was about three, I was not able to hear. I didn't know the difference because I didn't know any different. It was my normal. But when by the age of three, I wasn't speaking words the way other three-year-olds were responding. My parents knew something wasn't right. And all along, they would ask doctors, they'd say, oh, he's just lazy, he'll grow out of it. And obviously not. Back in those days in 1961, when I was born, they didn't have a hearing test for infants before they left the hospital. Now, of course, they do that. Finally, one physician, I believe he was an otolaryngologist, and faced me to the wall or asked me questions, called my name, I didn't answer. He says, no, your son's not lazy, he can't hear. So I had surgery, of course. I think they took tonsils out. I think everybody's tonsils were taken out back then. Yeah. But I had to, obviously. And they cleared the way where there were blockages. And I believe they even poked the eardrum just to release fluid and get to the eardrum vibrating. It was a strange thing. And I guess it was an epiphany of sorts. But I went to the piano not too long thereafter. So my first world was really not hearing and responding. It was sensing what was around me. And by vision and feel, I could hear maybe 80%, but maybe 20% of what was around me. It wasn't total darkness in my hearing. And from there, I went to the piano. My older sister took lessons, and I would improvise and make up left-hand accompaniments to go with melodies in the right hand. Somehow, I don't know why I knew to do that, but I did. And then I started lessons at seven, and the rest is history.
It's history. And you have played all over the world with all kinds of different orchestras and chamber groups and made all kinds of premieres. But here we are working with Peter Schickele right now. Now, we know you've done everybody else, but how did you first discover the work of Peter Schickele?
Oh, it was in school when we had general music classes, and when we weren't listening to classics, the teacher would put on records of PDQ Bach. And I thought, oh, my God, this was hysterical. And went to some of his concerts, and then I ran into him when I was at Juilliard just outside Lincoln Center and said hello and introduced myself. I said, I'm a great fan of yours and among many. And I studied with Adele Marcus, and he was very happy to hear, and we met. That's when we first met. And then in the early part of the century, I contacted him through email and asked if he would write something for me because I'd already had several commissioning projects behind me. With other composers, and he says, you know, I'd like to, but I'm really too busy right now. And then I just waited another 12 years, and I revisited. And he says, let's meet in New York. So I met with him at one of his favorite diners in the city, and a few weeks later, I said, whatever you want to do, you want a Peter Schickele concerto, a PDQ Bach concerto, a short one of each. We could do both faces of Peter Schickele. You could do a short one of Schickele, one of PDQ Bach. He says, no, let me do a PDQ Bach piece. I think I want to do one more. So he wrote this concerto for very grand piano and orchestra. It's very grand. And I got the handwritten score from Peter, which was incredible to see, and all in his own handwriting. He's not a computer guy. He has other folks helping him with email. He's sticks with the tried and true.
He's an analog
guy. Yeah. And so on the score, it said Concerto for Simply Grand Piano and Orchestra, so I had to make sure that I had the title right. And he changed Very Grand to Simply Grand. And so it's kind of feels like history now, but I was able to gather the troops, as I say, at least 16 orchestras, 15 in the U.S., and one orchestra in Finland wants to do the European premiere next year. So we have 16 orchestras cranking out this wonderful new creation by PDQ Bach, a.k.a. Peter Schickele. I'm honored. I'm thrilled that he did this for me.
And it's a collaborative work.
Yeah, well, he wrote it. And then I would just tweak things here and there that I felt fit a little easier for the piano. But he did the whole thing.
Wow.
And he orchestrated. He wrote a fabulous piece. It's almost like a Mozart concerto on steroids. I mean, it's just, it's fabulous, and there's so many little things in there. I mean, there's times when I'm not playing that I do shtick. I've tried a few different things, and a couple of things I decided not to. My family saw the fly swatter come in the house last week, and they said, "What is that?" I said, "It's fly swatter in the second moon." They said, "You're not doing that." I had done that in Austin, and you know, Peter Bay, if you're listening, I'm not doing the fly swatter this weekend. No fly swatter. No. Well, you know,
why no?
You can
fly
only
swatter?
Take things so far, you know.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's fun, but I think I have. I'm always. The piece is evolving all the time. This, when I'm not playing, I have to see what I'm doing. I have a few things that I do that are fun that just kind of happen because they happen.
But now I'm dying to know, what did you use the fly swatter for?
It was a part on the piano where I'm supposed to bang the wood on the piano, and I couldn't figure out why, but it kind of worked, but maybe not.
Okay, now you're just using your hand? Or
yes.
Okay. Now, one of the things that happens at my house is I listen to a lot of P.D.Q. Bach with my friends, and we all sit around laughing, but there's always somebody who says, "I don't get it.
Uh-oh.
Why is it funny?" Because he's a musicologist and he understands every single aspect of these notes.
Then he should really laugh because it's so away from that.
Yeah, well,
way.
I mean, P.D.Q. Bach is a Peter Schickley musicologist.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And he can do.
Yes.
Get in there. So can you do us a favor and just kind of help us get the joke? So let's assume we don't have to be experts in all things piano or classical music to enjoy.
Yeah, I think, well, the beginning, I just sit around and wait. Quite a bit. And, you know, usually you have the extended orchestral introduction, the exposition, and the pianist finally comes in. Uh-huh. He really makes me wait. The only thing he does do is he does let me come in the middle of this exposition with... That's about it.
Really?
So I have to prepare that like it's going to be a fantastic entry, and that's all they get. And then I kind of go back in my little cocoon. And I do other little things. I'm not going to give it away. And then I finally come in with... Okay, so that's the theme. The orchestra actually states a lot of that first, but that's when I come in the recap. I play all of that. And the second theme would be... So it's a great dialogue between the piano and the orchestra. And some of it sounds just like a Beethoven concerto. And then he'll do something that'll just throw you totally off guard. The piano cadenza is very interesting because another one of the themes, he doesn't have just a second theme, he has like a third theme. If you know Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony and you know Beethoven's Sonata Opus 101, you know... Listen to this part. Now listen to what he does in the piano cadenza of this concerto. Opus 101. Here's Paderewski's Minuet upside down. Cowbell, actually,
that's
doing those two knocks. And that's the first movement.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, I love that. So many surprises.
Oh, there are.
He'll have you in a beautiful moment, then there's a jokey moment, and then bang, you know, just
and
out of
nowhere.
And
he'll keep it very seriously for a while, and then he'll throw you totally off course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks like it's a lot of fun to play.
It is fun, because it just is a lot of fun, because I could actually be the musician I am when I'm serious, and I can actually have fun. The second movement, he does a couple of interesting things. Very typical piano entry. And if you listen carefully, the left hand sounds like Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. He'll do other things, like if you know Mozart's sonata where it goes like this. Well, he decides to take it down a whole step.
Quietly, so
I
it doesn't interrupt your music here. But the
and
fact
very,
that he goes,
very kind.
You know, the andante that sounds like it came from the Ministry of Silly Walks, and then you've got the boogie woogie just kind of thrown
exactly.
in the middle there.
Exactly.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And the last movement could be, well, if you know the Schubert Sonata or Beethoven, here's PDQ. Serious there.
Okay.
And then he throws in all kinds of extra things. I'm not going to give it away with the William Tell. And there's a jazzy little section. Things like that.
Oh, that is just fantastic.
And there's other themes and things happening. And then at the end, when I'm supposed to come in, I kind of ignore the conductor after they prepare this great spot for me to come in with a cadenza. And finally, the conductor gives a good yell out, and I go. So I do a little ragtime Dixieland jazz band accompanies me. And then the conductor brings the orchestra back in to end the piece, and I won't give it away.
Oh, that is marvelous. I'm sure Kevin Rhodes is enjoying this very much.
Well, we haven't yet to rehearse, but he's heard the recording of it so far that we've done, and we're going to have a good time.
I'm certain that you will. What's been the most fun of this whole process? This is amazing.
I think the process as a whole has been a lot of fun, just getting the orchestras to join the project, receiving the music from Peter, performing it, and just knowing that another work in his catalog is in existence, and hopefully in years to come, my joy in doing all these projects isn't just performing them, but it's seeing other pianists take the pieces on mm-hmm. to create this legacy of repertoire. Of course, you know, there's another piano concerto by PDQ Bach that he did himself as a two piano concerto, but this is the latest one. So it'll be interesting to see if other pianists decide to program them with orchestras in the future.
Well, I hope so. I'm hoping there's
I'm sure they will.
Lots more PDQ Bach to go around.
Yes, indeed.
So thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your part in making sure we get to hear more of this.
That's a pleasure.
It's just thank marvelous. You. Again, the concert is coming up Sunday at 3 o'clock in Corson Auditorium. They'll also be performing a Mendelssohn Symphony No. 4 with some new notes in it, and The Italian Girl in Algiers by Rossini. You can go to traversesymphony.org for tickets. Jeffrey Beagle, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.